Mr. Brian Adams and Summer of 69 here on WDML 106.9 The Morning Show. 7:33 now on your Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. I'm Ryan Roddy. Occasional rain showers today with a high in the mid-40s. We'll check that weather forecast coming up. Tomorrow is dry for Thanksgiving. As promised, in-studio special guest this morning, we have Sandy from Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon and Tony Wilt, State Farm agent in Mount Vernon. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in studio as we, we're going to pick our two winners for the letters of Thanksgiving. And boy, we got a lot of letters in. You folks, Heritage Woods, Tony Wilt, State Farm, major sponsors of the letters of Thanksgiving presented by WDML and Withers Broadcasting. We appreciate you both getting on board with this.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
It's a very popular promotion here, and we had tons of letters. I mean, just so many, and it's hard to pick a winner. They're all winners, but we have to, we have to come up with some winners. And we got two of them here this morning. The first one, Tony, you're going to read Adelaide's letter. She is in the fourth grade, Mrs. Hefner's class at Woodlawn Grade School. She is our first winner.
Okay, Adelaide says, I am thankful for my mom because she is so helpful around the house and she cooks my family dinner every day. I'm also thankful for my family because they are so helpful and sometimes can be a bit crazy. But I love crazy. That's why I fit in with my family. I am thankful for my friends too because they care about me and support me when I'm having a bad day. They tell me so many funny jokes. It always makes my day. And I'm so thankful for my teachers because they are so nice and beautiful and handsome. Well, that is what I think of, and if we do not have them, we would not have any school today. So I'm so thankful for trees because if they were not there, we would not be able to breathe today. I'm also thankful for the street signs that if they were not there, we would crash every time we go out for groceries. I'm also thankful for my birthday because that is the day I was born, and I was also the first girl born in my family. I am thankful for books so I can read and learn about stuff. Then I can get smarter every time I read a book. That is all I am thankful for.
Ah, there you go. Adelaide, fourth grade at Woodlawn Grade School, our first winner here. The letters of Thanksgiving, Tony Wilt, State Farm agent. Tony, thanks for reading that. You did a great job.
You're welcome, man. I'm all about this car crashes, too. So
yes.
She's hitting on my angle.
Absolutely. If people need insurance and need to contact you, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, locally here, find the Jeep, of course, but TonyWilt.com or 242-1421.
242-1421. Also in studio, Sandy Sennett with Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon. Our second winner here is Shelby from 8th grade at Rome Grade School. And Sandy, I'm going to let you take over the airwaves here and let you read this letter from Shelby. Letters of Thanksgiving.
Okay. Shelby says, I am thankful for my grandma. When I was 5, I lived with my parents. They fought a lot and they were always in their room. I hardly ever had food. When I turned 7, it all changed. I went to stay with my grandma. About a year later, my dad went to prison. Then he divorced my mom. Then my mom went to prison. That's when my dad got his life on track. And my grandma adopted me. My mom got out, but soon later was back in prison. Then my sister moved 3 hours away with my dad. She was my only friend. She is one of the only people I could talk to. I am thankful for a lot of things, but my grandma is the biggest one.
And that is from Shelby, 8th grade, a student at Rome Grade School, our second winner here, Letters of Thanksgiving. And thank you, Sandy, for reading that. That's not an easy one to read. I know that.
It's not.
You did well there. And we want to thank all the students and teachers that participated in Letters of Thanksgiving, once again, powered by Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon. And you guys have some things going on there at Heritage Woods as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're running our Santa for Senior program. So the whole community is really supporting this. We've got maybe all but 2 seniors adopted out for the holidays. So
Sounds great. And Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon, of course, Tony Wilt State Farm, your main sponsors here. The letters of Thanksgiving also are prize sponsors. These classrooms that these students are in will get a party next week, or in the coming weeks, I should say. And we want to thank Mount Vernon Culver's, Casa Raya, XL Bottling Company, the Picket Finch, Yellen Helen's, Glassmasters, and Ringside Buffet Event and Catering. The letters of Thanksgiving, once again, powered by Heritage Woods of Mount Vernon and Tony Wilt State Farm. Tony and Sandy, appreciate you both coming in, reading these letters for us here. Have a great, happy Thanksgiving and a great holiday season, and we will talk soon.
You too, Ryan.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you both being a sponsor here of Letters of Thanksgiving. As we continue the music this morning, it's Supertramp on WDML.